The National Republican Congressional Committee has launched two websites along with a paid campaign highlighting a Democrat who has not officially announced a run in the 19th Congressional District 2014 race against Republican Chris Gibson. Ian Pryor is a spokesman for the NRCC.
Well, you know, generally it's not unusual to set up sites, opposition sites for candidates. It is a little unusual that they're up, that we're up this early with a site against Sean Eldridge. And it's also unusual that, you know, two domain names were available, Sean Eldridge for Congress2014.com and Eldridge for Congress2014.com. So we took the opportunity to take those sites and put up a website, explaining the message that we want to get out about Sean Eldridge.
And according to Pryor, here's the message.
We've seen the media coverage. He likes to hang out in Washington, D.C. He attends fundraisers with Nancy Pelosi. He's sort of a D.C. insider without actually being in Washington. So the message is this is somebody who's going to leverage, you know, the wealth that he's come into in order to take what he believes is his place among the Washington, D.C. elites.
Mark Broomer is a spokesman for the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. He calls the Republican websites distractions.
This is just the latest example of how out of touch Congressman Chris Gibson and the Washington special interest groups that support him are with the priorities of Hudson Valley residents. Congressman Gibson wants to distract voters from the fact that he has done nothing to create jobs, fix the economy, or help the people he represents, while his campaign coffers are flooded with special interest corporate PAC money. Meanwhile, Sean Eldridge is helping small businesses throughout the Hudson Valley grow and create jobs.
Eldridge, an Ulster County resident, is the founder of Kingston-based Hudson River Ventures, a small business investment fund focused on the Hudson Valley. He is married to Facebook co-founder Chris Hughes. The barbs assailing the other party's candidate or potential candidate fly from both sides, as is usual in the months, or in this case more than 1 year, leading up to an election. The DCCC criticizes Gibson for votes to repeal the Affordable Care Act and privatize Social Security, and faults him for sequester cuts, among several other issues. The NRCC, meanwhile, is trying to paint Eldridge as an out-of-touch elitist, with enough funds to purchase houses wherever he wants to run for office. Gibson, a retired Army colonel, resides in Columbia County, around the corner from his childhood home. U.S. House Speaker John Boehner headlined a fundraiser for Gibson earlier this month in Sullivan County. The event raised more than $100,000 for Gibson's 2014 re-election campaign, with 90% of the attendees from Gibson's district, which stretches across 11 counties. Invitations to the fundraiser were accompanied by a letter from Gibson citing a potential challenge from Eldridge. The letter said the funds would help Gibson rebut the negative attacks that are coming and win decisively again. On the night of the fundraiser, Gibson, who was in his second term, said he needed to raise the funds to be able to compete with a much wealthier opponent. A second quarter report filed in mid-July with the Federal Election Commission showed fundraising for the Kingston-based Sean Eldridge for Congress committee totaling nearly $437,000, $215,000 of which Eldridge contributed himself, matching individual donations. Gibson, in his second quarter filing, showed a total raised of slightly more than $318,000. Of this, more than $204,000 is from PACs or political action committees. None of Eldridge's campaign funds is from PACs, and a spokesman for Eldridge says he will not accept contributions from corporate PACs should he decide to run. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.